Hi, my name is Peng Wang, and a lot of work is very related to the Parker, what Parker has already talked about. So, okay. The general goal of this project is to modify a diseased microbiome steady state into a healthy state. So we use an ecological model to help us understand the microbiome in a living being, and the microbiome also help us provide a lot of data, like in a very short amount of time, to help us build an ecological model. So that aside, this project wants to change the diseased state into a healthy state by changing the microbial interactions between different kinds of microbes. So, okay. Yeah, so you can see here I show you a food web between 11 different kinds of microbes, and they have complex interactions with each other, and we want to modify these interactions so that the a microbiome changes from a disease state to a healthy state. So, for example, if we know that we can strengthen this particular interactions, and we can flip the state from a diseased one to a healthy one, and if we know that we can change this interaction by simply like change the acidity of our of the microbiome environment, you can just improve your health by simply eating more acidic food. Okay, our data is from this Stein model. Stein model is based on experiments done on mice. It has 11 different categories of the whole microbes in your system, and so each state you have is represented by an 11-dimensional vector. Okay. So how this vector will evolve with time, we model it with this generalized Lacta-Viterra equations. So generally, the change rate of a system is dependent on the system itself. So it's f of the y vector itself. And we can Taylor expand it into these three terms. And this is an ecological model. So if you initially have nothing in it, the growth rate will be nothing. So this term, it goes to zero. And you have the other two terms. They can be written as this, the n species GLV equations here. So and in two dimensions, we can write those GLV equations like this. And because we know Stein model is an 11-dimensional model, and we Parker has already introduced the steady state reduction, and we can project this 11D model to a simple 2D model, and we can examine this closely. By using non-dimensionalization, these two equations can also be written as this. Please notice that the M interaction matrix here is only has two terms left, MAB and MBA. Now please look at this graph. Each state vector is represented by a dot on this graph. So if you initially are at this point, it will follow this trajectory as time evolves and end up at this 0-1 state, and then you will stay there. So that is why this is called a steady state, because once you got there, you stay there. And also, it attracts nearby states to it. So it's a stable steady state. Similarly, if you start at this point, it will follow this trajectory and go to 1-0. And so that is also a stable steady state. And if we randomly choose a point on this graph, how should we know that it goes to 1-0 or 0-1? That is, this line is called a separatrix. You can visualize this as a hill splitting the plane into two regions. And if you start at this side of the hill, you will roll down and go to the lowest point. So if you start on the other side, you will also roll down and go to the 1-0, which is the lowest point. So this project goal, to be specific, will start at a middle point between steady state C and steady state E. And we will use steady state reduction method to see how can we change the interaction matrix M so that this separatrix over here will move to this place. So instead of going to steady state C, it will go to the other steady state E, which is what we want. And then we will project this change back to the 11-dimensional model and to see if the separatrix successfully moves to the other side, and the initial condition will go to the healthy state. So here, after the steady state reduction, you can see that we originally start here. and we will naturally go to this disease steady state C. And what we want is to move this sub-matrix from about here to about there. So instead of going to this place, it goes to the other steady state E, which is healthy and what we want. So this is the bifurcation analysis. You can see that if we originally start at this region, upper right region, where 1,0 and 0,1 steady states are both stable. And there is another unstable steady state in the middle. And this one is on the sub-matrix. So you can see it moves with MBA parameter. If we make this constant and we move MBA parameter smaller, this steady state will go higher and cross this 0,1 steady state and become a graph like this. If we make MBA stable and move this if we make AB constant and move MBA, and this steady state will go down and cross this steady state and go deeper. So this way, we will know that how should we change those two parameters so that the sub-matrix will move. So we want to move sub-matrix up, which means we want to make MBA constant and make MAB smaller. That is what I have done. So initially, interaction matrix is here. I move it here. You can see the sub-matrix goes from here to this place. So this initial condition, instead of going to this disease state, goes to the other one, go to the healthy state. Now I want to reintroduce you about this steady state reduction method. First, I want to say that it is a pretty effective method. These square and circles are the sub-matrix predicted by the 11-dimensional model and the SSR 2D model. You can see they are very close to each other, which means the sub-matrix is preserved by this steady state reduction method. And over here, Parker has already told you that this is the sub-matrix by 11-dimensional model, and this is the sub-matrix by 2D model. They have slightly disagreement, but most of them are same. So we say that this steady state reduction method is an effective method to preserve the sub-matrix. And the formula looks like this. So this is the growth rate in the high-dimensional model. This is the two-dimensional growth rate. This is the interaction matrix, which is what we're interested in 11-dimensional model. This is the interaction matrix in 2D model. So from this formula, we can see that in an 11-dimensional model, we have 121 different parameters alpha ij, which means we have 121 different ways to change the interaction K matrix so that we can make the same change as MAB. So which one should we choose? Well, I plot all those alpha ij's here. You can see that most of them is zero because these two vectors are more or less orthogonal to each other in the 11D model. And you can see there, you got a one parameter that has a value beyond 15. And we use this largest alpha ij because we want to make the change kij as small as possible. So after I have changed the 11-dimensional K matrix, you can see in the 11-dimensional model, instead of going to 0,1, the diseased steady states, it goes to the healthy one. So this change in K also works in the original 11D model. You can see we start here. If we do nothing, it will go to steady state C. After the change, the sub-matrix move down here. So this state condition will naturally go to the other steady state. To summarize all these things, first we reduce a 11-dimensional model to a 2-dimensional model. Then I use the bifurcation analysis to guide us how to change parameters MAB and MBA. And then we project this change back to the 11-dimensional model and see that it works. It indeed switched the steady states. So this method can be applied to any other complex system where we want to switch states from diseased one to a healthy one, such as gene regulatory networks, where this may help us cure cancer, or neural networks, where this method will make us like understand brain better. So that's the end. Do you guys have any questions?
Question. So in gene regulatory networks, there's this open problem of reducing the state space for healthy attractors into smaller state spaces where the interactions between the more influential genes can be seen. So as I understand, you're reducing an 11-dimensional parameter space into a 2-dimensional one. So my question is, would you be able to do this for like higher dimensions? For example, in gene regulatory networks, you have 1,000-dimensional hypercubes. Would the same method work, or be like, is there any way to generalize this?
Well, I think it is definitely the next step. I think steady-state reduction method basically reduce the like the computational time, and for higher dimensions, I think it will also work, but it's definitely the future step.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you're using the steady state reduction. It seems very convincing that it's a very powerful technique, but are there any other techniques to accomplish similar, or any other techniques you guys are pursuing?
I have to say no, but so you can move the separatrix in the 11-dimensional model. Like you don't reduce it, you just work on it, on the original model, I think you'll be fine, but the problem is just you can't visualize it. You can't see like here is the separatrix and that's how I can move it towards one direction or the other direction. But that will be really hard to do this problem.
I want to know what is the importance of visualizing this thing.
Well,
does
you
it give you any like extra?
For example, in the interaction K matrix, you have 121 different parameters, and you don't know if you change this one, like what will happen to the separatrix? Will it move up or move down? It is hard to know. But using this steady state reduction, you can see that we move MAB parameters smaller, the separatrix will go up. And if we move MBA parameters smaller, the separatrix will go down. So it's very like direct. You can just see it and know how to do this. But you know, the 11-dimensional model is just impossible.
Going back to your bifurcation diagram, that one. So when MAB and MBA are tuned to specific parameters, you have that picture in the middle.
Yeah, that's the limited case if MBA and MBA equals to mu B and 1 over mu B. That's actually makes that actually like doesn't exist because the denominator goes to zero, but this is a limiting case where these two are not steady state, they are like semi-steady state, and this one is just not a steady state.
And then when MBA and MAB are decreased, you have a steady state in the middle of the graph.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any implications to that, or is that not a consideration of this project?
That is not a consideration because, we use this like method really want to put the stable steady state at 0, 1, 1, 0. And so this one is interesting, but it's not included in this.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Zhipeng?
Let's thank him again.